Okay, you mentioned Peggy, and I was going to ask you that. Obviously, you met at OU.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
I first saw Peggy when she was 14, but I didn't pay any attention to her. She was at a dance at one of my good friends who were twins were having a birthday party. They turned 16. We were 16, she was 14. And then later on, I saw her across the street when she had kind of grown up a little bit. And I thought I probably ought to get to know her. And then me and one of the twins decided, I think when we were juniors, that we ought to go on a double date. So I wanted to ask her to go on the date, but he beat me to it. So I asked her best friend, whose name was Peggy, out. So we double dated, the two Peggies and me and Bobby. So the next day, we went to a movie. The next day was Saturday. We were working, but we took a break and went and had a Coke. So we started talking about the date. I thought I was pretty slick. I said, we need to probably go on some more dates, but what would you think about swapping girls? And we talked about it, and he thought that would be okay. So that's what we did. And so I started dating Peggy, and he started dating the other Peggy. And later on, I married Peggy, he married Peggy. We've been close friends ever since.
So then when were you married?
We were married December 27th, 1957.
So how old were you?
I was 21.
So we did a lot of, were you going steady, as we say, from 16 years old all the way through?
When I left to go to OU, she still had 2 years to finish. We dated pretty much the first year. The second year, we didn't date very much. And then when she graduated, she went to work in Dallas with Southwestern Bell. We kind of got back together at that point in time, and I talked her into transferring to Oklahoma City to work with Southwestern Bell, and she did that. And it wasn't too long after that that we got engaged and later on got married.
Yeah. So now you've been married how many years?
This will be 65.
65 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had children?
Yes, we have two children. We have a son and a daughter.
And what are their names?
My son is Stephen Corey Stevenson. My daughter is Cynthia Ann Stevenson. We have six grandkids, and we have seven great-grandkids.
Wow.
It's a blessing to be able to see your great-grandkids.
Yeah.